your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to the Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose and A-Love. They're here to make you come on a journey with them as they indulge you in all of your naughtiest thoughts while navigating sex with nonchalance. And a whole lot of Crisco, of course.
Oh, that's me. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Screw with your favorite idiots, Felicia Rose.
And A-Love.
We have a special guest co-host on today, do we?
Yes,
I should have asked before we press record. Leon, thank you for joining us again on the show. Leon is the host of Cool Arrows, which will be out soon on New Queer Order Radio. Please stop passing that to me.
I keep trying to get you hired.
Yeah, you want me to fall asleep on this podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what we have on the docket today. What's on the docket?
I think, like, you know, we were going to talk some sex and, like, interpersonal relations and, like, shit like that. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's vague, so what were we talking about?
Well, so, like, I know I wanted to talk about sex positions because, like, I feel like when I keep, like, turning on the news, another couple has broken up during COVID, and I wonder if it's just because, like, they ran out of, like, ideas, you know, kind of thing.
Do you think positions make that big of a difference?
I think not necessarily positions.
I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
Yeah, no.
I'll let you
fair.
Go.
So I was going to say is I think, you know, I don't think the positions themselves make a lot of difference, but I think when we're talking about the realm of things we can feel with our bodies, positions help us kind of, like, encapsulate, like, how to make one part of our body feel a certain way versus another part of our body, and, you know, and not just about, like, you know, penetrative positions, but also, like, you know, different ways to position yourselves for different kinds of pleasure in general.
Right.
And the other thing being in that is, like, just how to experience pleasure in those positions, you know, kind of thing.
Why not for you?
I think chemistry is the overall, you know,
yeah,
rule of everything. You know, most couples, to tell you the truth, don't sound, at least the ones that I speak to, gay, straight, whatever, they don't sound like, you know, they care too much about positions. For overall, everyone seeks the same, you know, two or three positions out there, right? Like, I think if you like the person, you're gonna oversee a lot of things and you're gonna find a way to, you know, gain that pleasure.
I feel like if it's orally or digitally or you know, something like that, I don't necessarily think it makes a difference to the position itself, but vaginal penetration makes a huge difference to the position, because there's certain positions that the person can get deeper in, they can hit different spots inside of you, which have different pleasure zones and whatnot. So it does definitely make a difference for vaginal penetration, but I agree where it's like when there's a chemistry, it's like I do get
absolutely
that.
I mean, the broader context
that.
Of like how you're into each other, like that should definitely like play the role. I think my whole thing is when you have that chemistry and you find yourselves like kind of like what do I know and not know how to do that, like, you know, there's a lot of mechanics to some stuff that, like, you know, we don't necessarily need to avoid because we haven't learned it. We just kind of need to learn it, like, you know. And, you know, honestly, like, I don't mean to beat around the bush, but just even with, like, anal sex. Like, I'm not saying everybody enjoys, like, receptive or penetrative anal sex. But
right.
A lot of people don't, like, even give it a fair shake because of a lot of other, like, attachments or barriers with it. And you're also very much entitled to that. But, like, And if you do have that chemistry with someone, and I hear this all the time, and I don't know how true it is, but these couples that love each other, but like maybe they both don't enjoy the same thing sexually, but they will try those things to bring their love or pleasure or do those right. things. And they do experience pleasure doing those things with their partner because of that overriding chemistry and whatever.
Right.
And that's great. You know, that is great in that context, but even in a more general thing, you know.
Right. So there's the mental side of it, and then mm-hmm. there's the physiological side. It's a twofold
Hell
thing.
Yeah.
So physiologically, it's going to feel better if I'm in a certain position with my leg all the way above my fucking head, behind my neck, and the person is deep dicking me fucking side, you know, like it's, yeah, yes, great, fantastic. But also, it's going to feel a lot better if I have like an emotional stimulation with the person, no matter
what. I don't mean to credit like better necessarily, maybe just different. Right?
Well, right.
Like, you
yeah.
know, it's all on what you're out trying to get your jam on, too. Like, if you are trying to have, like, a emotional, physical connection with somebody, yeah. Like, I think both of those things are enhanced by both of those connections, that physical chemistry and that emotional chemistry. But if you have a physical chemistry and you want to do something very specific with that person or with that person's, like, chemistry, then go for it.
So,
know?
What's your favorite position?
yeah, I mean,
in a general sense, like if you were to pick your top 10 best sex moments in your head mm-hmm. real quick, and then think about what position you were in during said.
I mean, ironically, we were talking about missionary before the podcast. Like, I mean, I do think like there's something very.
The car outside does not agree.
I know.
It's like, missionary, fuck you.
It's not even the missionary. I think if you're talking mechanics, if you're like being penetrated, the mechanics of like, you know, if the curves are all working out right, like missionary can feel very good for prostate.
It's very
so,
intimate.
And
face
it's
very, to face
of course,
situation.
You can kiss while being penetrated. Like, you know, the only thing with that for like. Me, logistics-wise, it's often hard to, like, get off. Like, that person can't necessarily get you off in that position, just mechanics-wise. Like, when you're face-to-face, you're very close to each other in a penetrative, like, fashion. So, like, accessing your own cock or them accessing your cock is kind of, like, overridden by the
penetration. Whereas for me, it works because, you know, if they're bent forward, my clit is also being stimulated.
Right.
So,
right.
Which
right.
is a nice...
Right, so sometimes it's like the intimacy of the situation is more important than the pleasure of the situation, right? Like maybe like.
So you like face to face?
I think with an intimate partner sometimes, you know. I mean, it's again, I guess it's really just to me like pleasure is very of the moment in the moment. It's never going to be like a top 10 of positions. It's really going to be a top 10 of people, like I think, you know, or a top 10 of energies. Like what
okay,
kind
but
of
you brought up position. So can we go through some positions?
No, that's fair. That's
like
fair.
It's not about positions.
I mean,
but you brought it up.
But right. I brought it up in terms of just have like an honest conversation. No one position fits every like two people, right? Like,
right.
Cause sometimes doggy, cocks are all fucking shaped differently.
Right.
Like, doggy with one dude does not feel the
right.
same or as good with doggy and another dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a fucking reality.
For sure.
Like, and same with face-to-face. If they got that down curve, fuck you. You're just ripping out the back of my asshole now.
Wow.
Like, no bueno. You're not even hitting my prostate. I will, like,
right.
train
the
intimate.
Opposite.
Your face-to-face, turn me the fuck around.
Right. You're
like,
at that point, they're hitting in the opposite of
yeah,
the prostate.
That's not pleasurable. And like you can't have pain even if you feel intimate. Like pain is not like to me work with intimacy unless that's your like scene, you
right,
know?
Right.
So I mean I think yeah. I mean I think it's always gonna be, I'm very tactile. Like I don't need, you know, I don't need a very specific anything as long as like I'm being paid attention to in some sort of reciprocal
yeah,
way.
I just need like a hand on or a mouth on my titty is really my
really?
My favorite position
nipples
is don't ignore my nipples.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Because if you, once you start to ignore my nipples, I start to ignore what's happening. Honestly.
You like zone out?
My 90% of where my fun is from is my nipples. Like unless I swat your hand away because it's overstimmed at that time, like. I've had partners or just sexual partners in the past that just didn't give two fucks about my tits and like it killed me because I'd be like I'd be like, you know, grabbing their hand and putting it on my, you know, all sorts of, and they just didn't care. And it fucking ruined it for me. Like, my partner now loves my tits and loves tits, and I love that so fucking much because it's like they're always being paid attention to, and I can't go without that.
Is it that they don't put, like, care, is it, but like can't walk and chew gum at the same time problem?
Well,
like, maybe they're not in tune with it, because like I'll see me, I had absolutely zero stimulation in my tits,
right,
or in my nipples, right?
Right.
Like, I'd like. Mm. None at all.
Right.
But I enjoy, you know, doing it with someone else. I enjoy playing with their nipples and stuff like that. It's just
maybe it doesn't like
to me though. It's a curiosity,
right,
seeing how much someone else can enjoy it, because it's something that I had never felt. So it's like it's a curiety
that
I love.
Oh my god!
I know.
Like
it's
when people are like, "Oh, if you pierce your nipples, you might lose sensation. If you get a breast lift, you might lose." I'm like, I'm not. That's it. They can sag to the floor and drag behind me.
Oh yeah.
I don't give a fuck. They are saying
but I've heard
exactly
it,
as is forever because that's. I'm sorry. They just feel too good.
I've heard it both ways on the nipple piercing. I can like create heightened stimulation.
I'm not willing
can, like,
to lose.
Well,
it.
See, to me, I don't. I wouldn't get it for that. Like, because I'm heightened. I'm very highly heightened on my nipples as
but
well.
But what if you
like,
lost your?
Yeah, no. I'm like I would not get. That's my.
Oh,
reason.
You won't get.
Yeah, no.
See, I want to get mine to see if I gain any.
You prob. That's the thing is you
right.
may gain
I
it
like
if you have nothing to lose.
Opposite
why not try?
Ideas.
Yeah.
Apply.
They would look cute on your nipples too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. My nipples just change size so drastically too. Like one second they're like not hard or not cold, and they're like a whole ass like. Teacup saucer size, and then like 2 minutes later they're super fucking cold and like they're the size of a penny, and like my nipples, my like the nipple itself, not the areola, like the nipple is like bigger, and it's just like what the fuck, like it they change size a lot, so like the actual areola, so if I were to pierce it, I feel like it would just fucking look strange, you know. I don't know, maybe not, I guess not, who fucking cares.
Yeah,
I'm not piercing though, can't make me.
Yeah.
My favorite position is it depends, yeah. But I really am a big fan of, like,
I guess
if my legs are behind my head, because it's always, like, that much deeper. If we're talking penetrative, yeah.
I mean, I see, I guess that's the thing. It's not really so much, like, a favorite position as, like, knowing that there are other positions, knowing that other people are interested in other positions. Like, people can be, like, especially dudes, like, can be very selfish in what we like in sex. Like, I like this, and this is how I like to receive pleasure, or I like this, this is how I like to give pleasure. And, like,
right.
we don't, like, even let the idea in that, like, you know, maybe, like, you could tilt your head the other way, and that might be okay, too.
You know what I noticed, too, which
but that's up to the other partner, though.
No, absolutely.
Because there's partners who enjoy that kind dynamic.
Oh,
that's right.
But that's a scene. Like, always distinguishing
right.
between a scene versus, like, just the idea of people exploring. Because, like,
you know what
I
mean? I
agree. That's
let
hot.
Let me know if y'all have experienced this in the past. Men come to the table with, this is how I masturbate, therefore, this is how I get off, therefore, when it's time for me to get off, you are going to have to do as I say, like you're going to have to comply with this thing whether you like it or not, almost like a one trick pony situation where it's like okay, in order to get off you have to be tugging on the bottom of my balls with your tongue out
right.
hanging while I jerk it from the base and slap it against your face in a very specific motion, and
right.
it almost kind of frustrates me because it makes me think like I've spent my life figuring out how to get off in many different motherfucking ways, positions by different people, by different
right.
items, different fucking, you know, parts of your body. I've figured it out so that I'm not putting it all on you, right? And you
right.
now are telling me that to get you off, you only have one way. And it's so specific that if I even move or blink the wrong way, you're going to lose it. And then you're not going to enjoy it. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, I feel like there's this like weird like.
Well, I think it's. I mean, I think
at least in my experiences, like
right.
dudes in the past are just like, you know, okay, no. Sit on your knees. No, you know, hang out your tongue.
Right.
I'm gonna jerk at this specific.
What I will say
like,
to that.
Get a different fucking way to jizz.
Well,
like, what?
Or what I will say to that.
Not to
is,
shame anybody.
Is
but
it,
like,
if that's gonna be your thing, you need to be very specific and very upfront when you're talking to people about like a sexual dynamic with that.
That's true, and
like,
I don't mean to say that that doesn't work, but it's just it almost makes.
Can.
I feel like it almost makes me feel like I'm just saying in general, I'm not saying in that scenario I'm going to be mad or anything like that, but I'm saying in general, it almost seems like people aren't willing to do the work on their end to figure it out themselves. Like, I have to figure out exactly how to jerk your shaft while holding your balls and singing a nursery rhyme with the back of my throat, you know, while I climb my Everest on the screen behind you because it gets you off to see me at high altitudes. I don't know, some very weird
specific... It's a
specific,
power dynamic, though. It's
It's
all about
true.
Power.
It's like,
if you think
like
about
I have to learn
if
that.
If I put you through that and you go through it, I have power over you.
I didn't think of it
and
like that.
That is closely attached to like sexuality.
Right. Right. So I don't think it's that so right, and I agree with that.
It's you made me
learn how to edge. Go home and figure out. You know what I mean?
But that's
like,
the thing.
Like figure out different way or different time. I don't know. It just
but in that case, but that's
like,
where
I've
that's important.
That
in that case, that's a more generalized thing because what that is about is will you jump through a hoop for me? And like if you will, like maybe that's what I'm into. Just the act of someone who will jump through a hoop with me. Right.
Like I had an ex that had to watch a specific type of porn behind me while I'm doing this XYZ and the other. It's like, can we just have a quickie in the bathroom real quick while you stare
and
at
again,
my booty for 5 seconds?
And again,
no,
and again,
can,
more
yeah.
generalized, no fucking problem. But you be upfront and let the fucking people that you're choosing to engage
right.
in sex with know
right.
exactly what you're
Agreed.
Into and just stick to those people because that's not fair if you misadvertise yourself
right.
as something more and then that's what the person gets. Because again, that's where we talk. In general, when we're talking about exploratory sex with another grown-up, it's we're talking about like you're willing and you don't have like a routine down that you want. I'm all for it. The BDSM community, they're like had
right.
their roles,
exactly.
they want to do
that,
what they want to do.
It's more like that. It's the routine thing. I am a very not I don't care. Listen, if it takes you a long time to come, I don't no problem. If it takes you a little time to come, also no problem.
Right.
But if it's I'm talking about these extravagant
yeah.
routines where I literally feel like I'm on a tightrope.
Yeah.
And if I make the wrong move, we're all falling off and no one's having fun.
Well,
and it's like it's I you
for
know
creative
I've had
people,
4 or 5 partners right. in the past that were like that. And it
yeah.
was just very interesting, like you're not going to go home and do some homework and just try to come back to the table with, oh, look, I learned a new way to for us to both enjoy that. No? Okay, fine.
Well, and...
You know, that's fine. But you probably should have told me ahead of time that you
right.
can only come while on the edge of the top of my building, looking down with one strap and one boot in, like, the... You know, like, I don't want... Like, the that's
be,
too much for me.
Before being with you, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
well, if it's that specific, it would have given you an easy way to say no.
Well, and it
yeah.
reminds me of...
They'd rather put you through the challenge to see where
the like,
power comes
from. Is it Desperate Housewives? Like, Desperate Housewives, like, one of the wives ends up figuring out that, like, her husband needs to be spanked in order to come, and it's like... She's like, I would have loved, or it was one of those shows, but she's
right.
like, I would have loved
the,
to know this information
mm-hmm.
like 15 fucking years ago so I could have made the decision of whether or not I wanted to include it in our sex and or when you decided it was a thing you liked instead of you going to it because she cheated on her, right?
Right.
Went to a sex work. It's just like, just
well,
the knowledge, it would have been nice headed on it.
Then you shouldn't have like participated in the general middle America shaming of like divergent sexual appetites. Like, because that's in general these... quote unquote suburban housewives, you get what you get when you put your morality behind the things and say the kind of things that you say. You end up with a husband that's definitely not going to share with you the fact that he likes to get spanked.
No, that's true too. But we're taking it out of the context of what
sure.
I'm trying to say. It was
yeah.
I was just giving an example of like the woman was actually into it, was the
right,
point.
Right. No.
You know, she was into it,
right.
but she didn't get the option to be able to be into
no.
it. So
and I agree
like,
with that too.
You know,
like in all things created equal,
it's
being, not
be
fair.
Fucking
to be
open
left
and
out.
Honest and like and also I don't I can't imagine like a routine when it comes to in order to reach a pleasure, like, but then again I just said I need my titties touched, so that's my routine, right? I
right.
guess we all sort of have a routine at the
no,
end of the
but
day.
No, but this is a good discussion. I mean, and again, it does boil down to, like, you need to be able to communicate with your sexual and intimate partners.
It goes, it's a
get
two
what
ways,
you want.
It's a two-way street.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
that's how you gotta learn to see it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes, we can both have our routines or our things, you know, but, like, I think ultimately what's gonna keep y'all together as, you know, as friends who fuck or in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
whatever you may call it, you know, is the ability to be able to please each other and to continue to engage in that pleasing of each other.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, if you got fed up with how big the routine is, then it's probably time for you to seek a new partner.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, okay, I'm being over the top. Like, no one I know has had that the most ridiculous thing ever. But, like,
yeah,
you know, I also am, like, thinking about certain, like, TV shows that sort of show that same idea where it's a very... But it... Again, my point being that it went back to, like, how that person jerked off. It's like how you have pleasure by yourself is not always going to translate to how you have pleasure with another person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that there's two people in the fucking room. This isn't close your eyes and pretend like you're sitting at home at your computer desk and jerking it.
Right.
You're getting off with another, and if it is fine, but that person needs to know that you're not thinking about them and they're really not included in the scene. You know?
The only comment I'll add to that is, unfortunately, like, this jerk-off time in said boy's life is already seems to be, like, because of our twisted relationship with sex and what information we choose not to share with little boys and girls, is this, like, shame-based thing already from the get-go around, should I even be masturbating?
That's true.
And, like, you know, whatever they end up getting comfortable, however they've morally squashed and, like, calmed themselves to the point where
they
can jerk off and ejaculate.
Yeah.
And be comfortable and not worry that, like, mom's gonna fucking shame them or whatever, whatever's going through the head.
Well, and you know what? I think I'm a little resentful. Another piece of this is I'm resentful that a woman's routine, or at least in my experience, my routine has never necessarily been paid attention to. Like, what is your, or like, hey, what... You know, meaning, like, if I notice a dude isn't getting off, right, I ask them, like, what is it that you need? What's your thing? Glasses on the floor, looking up like a puppy dog, crying in the eyes. You want to hit me first, spit on me, tell me I'm a whore, I'm your mommy today, breast milk, whatever you want. Let's do it. I don't care. I'm not going to shame you, but set me up so I can make it come, honey. So we're going to do that thing, right? But, like, if they ever notice I'm having trouble coming, they're not like... Well, how do you masturbate when you're at home alone? They don't even think about that. It's not like, I'm not saying that they're not saying, how do you come?
Right.
But it's more like, no one thinks that, like, women have their own masturbation routine, which mine includes being on my left side, tucking my fucking arm under my thing, holding on my pants, blah, 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 touching a titty. Okay, now maybe you know how to get me off better, right? Like, I just, it's a thing that I think I'm a little resentful of because no one on the other end has ever asked me, aside from women, how do you get off? What's your love? With your own body in case I'm having a hard time getting you there, right?
So, like, the two things I see going on there is, one, the universal understanding that
women are fucking
hold on. The universal understanding that men are shamed around masturbatory practices and getting off, and then second, the universal erasure of women having pleasure, period.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
It's a twofold thing. We all know men are shamed for it, and we all know women, we don't even acknowledge it.
Right.
So, wow. Shame and erasure. That is our idea of sexual pleasure as the two quote-unquote genders of the human species. Shame and erasure. There's your pleasure politic.
Well, we have shame and erasure, so...
Right. There you go.
So we don't get any of it. No pleasure for us. I'm scared.
Well,
I
would make the argument that shame-based pleasure is not pleasure.
Shame. I'm going to sit here and say 100 times I'm trying not to shame anyone because I always feel guilty. But I like to go off on these little tangents because I understand people fucking agree with me out there. They've been in these... I don't want to say, like... It's an awkward scenario when you're not thought of in the room at all.
Whether
it's because your routine doesn't include the person or not, it's just something that maybe would have been nice to tell me ahead of time.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, when I come, you have to be dead. Okay, Ted Bundy. Maybe I won't come over later. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Because actually, that's one of my
favorites. I'm not condoning it. I'm not excusing it. And I'm certainly not saying it's not, like, more problematic the way women have to deal with it. But what I will definitely say is... is that I think, you know, we're not doing a service to it anymore, like, not talking about it, like, in a way that, like, the deficits and the experiences the toxic masculinity are doing to men and women, like, equally, in not in the same sense equally, like the outcome's not equally, but it's both having an effect on them.
Right.
And that negative effect on men is also making it worse than women. It's like a cyclical thing. So an us versus them approach, you know, is never going to be the thing that's going to help us. We really need to get men to understand.
I'm not saying
you're saying
right.
that. I'm just saying
that's the narrative that carries. It's more so like in my, you know, experience,
mm-hmm.
this is what I see and this is what I've experienced. And it's something that we should talk about as far as like a, you know, at the end of the day, not setting the person you're going to do some sex stuff up or like the,
right.
like you wouldn't get a sex worker for the night, for example, and not let her know, I want a blowjob. I want a
right.
blowjob with a facial. I want it rough. Are you willing to do those things? So why do we not set it up with a fucking, it's the same exchange.
Well,
whether currency is exchanged or not, we're still exchanging our bodies. Why do we not set people up for the proper thing, right?
Do you advocate for yourself when it comes to your partners at the beginning?
I do now.
Okay.
Absolutely,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
I think that they're, well, I mean, I probably did then too, and that's probably another piece that frustrated me, is that I set everybody up for exactly what you need to know. I like it a little rough, I like to be sub, this and that, and then I'm not set up.
I think we have like
a
careful line that like we're also trying to like tread in terms of like sex as transactional and like transactional and sex as something that we can have a conversation that we're like we're not trying to like compete or like fucking negotiate, right? We're like trying to talk about it in a way that like says, hey, I'm interested in you, and these are the things that I'm interested in exploring.
Well, one, I will say booty call sex is very transactional,
mm.
and it has to be set up as such, I think, because you're not necessarily going to have all that intimate time to
sure.
kind of get to know the person and their needs and all that, so you sort of have to, hey, before you come over.
Yeah, that's a little bit more about, like, that instant gratification thing, which I will, like, agree, you know, in the moment, and I've certainly participated in it, is very much like, I want this right now. Oh, so you're into it? Okay, cool. And, like, you have that transaction. But that is way more communicative than, like, the general sex it sounds like people are having. It sounds like people are like, you want to mess around? Yeah.
Right,
and then,
exactly.
like, they're kind of, like, there, and they're messing around and not really understanding, like, what dynamic do you want to participate in here?
Right.
Like, are we just, like...
Now, all of a sudden, you're hanging out the side of a car window because the person can only have orgasm if you're about to die, or, you know,
right, exactly. They have to have you tied up and, like, choked and, like, caged or whatever, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, no, and I mean, I guess that is the kind of like the conversation. This is exactly what I wanted to talk about in terms of positions. It's like when we say positions, what are we saying? We're saying let's have a conversation about like what kind of sex do you want to have
let's negotiate.
With me, not in general,
right?
With me,
let's negotiate if I want to put my butthole
sure.
in your face,
right? Exactly.
I don't want to 69 you today.
Yeah.
I ate Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
right.
not putting my butthole on your eyeball. I'm sorry, it's just not happening.
Absolutely.
Oh, come
eyeball.
On, you must challenge yourself.
Absolutely.
like you know. No.
So I tried anal beads the other night.
Wow.
No, they both like felt way cooler than butt plug. I'm not
really?
Gonna lie. Butt plugs, like I always feel like I injure myself. That anal beads were, like, it was
cool.
a very interesting like sensation.
That's
way
awesome.
Better. Yeah.
How long were they?
They weren't like a half a foot. They're like a foot.
That is long.
It was like
but
six,
it's like,
six balls,
year,
five balls.
Yeah, like 6 balls.
Yeah, and not like super large
size.
Ones. Yeah, they were like fairly.
I'd get one ball and be like,
no. The balls were definitely smaller than any dildos like I own. So
nice.
Yeah, it
just
was
little nuggets.
That's
you know.
yeah. Nope. Do you like breathe out and get one ball out at a time? It's like you're like.
Yeah, but like it feels.
But then if you do like a long breath, it's like bloop bloop bloop. I love it. The sex toy machine I want to get has an anal bead attachment. That'd be fun. I don't know if it would be fun.
It has an anal bead attachment.
Like it has, yeah, it has a
oh,
big
wait.
Long, yeah.
How does it keep the, like...
I don't know. Let's play.
Does it have like a hand?
No, it's like it kind of looks like a fucking drill. But instead of a drill bit, it has a literally. I'm not kidding. If you were to take a drill and make it like less like take out the handle and just kind of make it square and make it metal, mm-hmm. and then put it on like a this thing that has like suction cups that sticks to the floor, and then have it aim this way, you know, up, down, you know, like
vertical and
vertical.
Horizontal.
Well, yeah, it goes all different ways. It goes vertical, horizontal, like 90
diagonally.
Degrees, 180 degrees, whatever. And it just like pulsates at a different like whatever the setting is, right? So it just like shoots out. So think of a drill, but a shooting drill.
What is that like? How do they like gauge this? Is it dickings per minute? Like how do?
I'm sure it's just like, it's probably setting 1, 2, 3. But I don't know. How many dickings per minute? I need to know the Emily Dickinson of this type.
How many thrusts per second? I don't know. Like I'm curious. Yeah.
How many BPMs does this thing have?
Right, RPMs, right?
I really need to know the horsepower.
Horsepower.
Is this
there
a
you go.
Six cylinder or a four? Because I really need the. How many horses? Wow, if we were to compare this to a horse, I mean horsepower. Sorry, horsepower. What we meant. I think we should end it on a bestiality joke.
Equus.
And good night. You're all gas addicts. You're all gas addicts.